It took us quite a while to sail around the end of Cuba and head back toward the direction of Jamaica, our first port of call. You could tell, though, that we had entered much warmer waters than when we were sailing down the coast. The breezes were much, much warmer and more humid and came from directions that seemed odd. Even though the ship was sailing almost due west, the wind was not in our faces as we sailed. Sometimes it was to the south or north. Weird. Anyway, I had gotten out to the bow of the ship with Bobby to see if we could see land in front of us, as we knew we could see Jamaica any time now, or so Quinn told us. Bobby saw them first.
Hey! Hey, Dipper! Look down there!
Dolphins! We have dolphins following the boat.
Following? It almost looks like they're leading.
Oh, I see you two have noticed. It's quite common to find dolphins accompanying ships around the Caribbean.
Are they intelligent like whales are?
Aye, they were the first to be determined intelligent. And they actually hold the key.
The key? The key to what?
The key to communicating with others of similar kind. The killer whales, the sperm whale, the blue whale.
You mean we can talk to them now?
Honestly, I don't know. From what I have heard, the problem is that dolphins are so playful that they play tricks on the researchers.
What kind of tricks?
Well, just to relate one example, a group of researchers had pretty much determined what movement and sound meant the word fish to them. Then suddenly they started using a different movement and sound for exactly the same thing. Threw the researchers for a loop and they began to doubt their findings. The next week the dolphins were back to using the same movements and sounds as before. And as far as the researchers could tell, they were just playing a joke on them.
Okay, now that sounds funny.
Well, it definitely slowed down their research. Still, the number of stories of dolphins coming to the aid of drowning furs can't be denied. They've also helped ships steer away from submerged rocks for ages.
So why do they leave the ship like that?
There are a number of reasons from what we can tell. It could be that the ships disturb schools of fish, making them easier to find. They may be hitching a ride, using the movement of the ship to make their own migrations easier. Or they may simply be surfing.
Surfing? You mean like in Hawaii?
Oi, without the bards, of course. But they do seem to enjoy it.
Wow, sounds like they can't be taken seriously at all.
Oh, now don't let their playful nature fool you. The more we know of them, the more it seems like every other creature in the sea bows to their whims. Even the blue whale takes its direction from the dolphins, it seems. That's why I call them the key. All other cetaceans seem to be subject to the dolphin.
Wow, that makes them like the king of the entire ocean.
Child of the ocean, spawn of the sea, you're living filled with laughter, sun and tranquility. Swimming with the tide and riding on the foam, we stand in awe of the dolphin king. The ocean is his home. The seagulls his companions, the marlin are his friends. He travels through the waters of his kingdom that never ends. Fair skies to the windward and clear nights on the lee. Such is the life of the Dolphin King, the ruler of the sea, the ruler of the sea. Let's roll. Royal Majesty, our guardian of the shore. Hail from us all to the Dolphin King, he reigns forever.